Merry Christmas.
Does this feel more special? I mean, obviously you need the playoffs, but the fact that they talked all week,
It does. I know this is going to be hyped up. It should be. I know we did a good job of just, talking cheap, playing the game all week. But, we knew they were going to talk a lot, and we talked a little bit ourselves. We're not that, innocent ourselves. But the thing we did, we came out and backed it up, and that's the most important thing. And it was a must-win game for us, and we get to go on to the next round because it's playoffs for us. The fact of the matter is I have a Super Bowl win. Felt good, man. It feels good to get back to playing like I know we can. We still had some mistakes today, and no question about that, but the energy was there, the passion was there. We played 60 minutes. I think we had 93 plays on defense, and it didn't seem like anybody was tired. It was just, we was all in today. Went to chapel last night, and our speaker talked about all in. And today, you could just tell the Giants was all in, regardless of what circumstance happened or, whatever happened. It just seemed like regardless of what was going to happen, we was going to be all in. And that's how you got to play this game. I can look back at some games this year we haven't been all in, and we've took L's. But today, I think guys were just, no matter what was happening, we were not going to allow ourselves to, leave the stadium without getting a W today.
Coach,
to
talk about the way about your attitude. He said that Justin decided this week he's just not going to care about the injuries and that you practice every single snap.
Yep.
Do you think that made a really big difference, you and your team?
I think it did just because people have told me it did. I guess I try to play naive sometimes in the fact that thinking that people look at me and how I play the game. But I, like you said, I just made up my mind that, I'm not going to be healthy this year. It's not going to happen. But your mind can make your body do a lot of things that, normally wouldn't happen when you're not mentally right. And I haven't been mentally right this year. Had a great conversation with Coach Coughlin. Had some great conversations with, Mr. Reese and, a lot of people around here just, talking about how to play this game. And I think it really helped me. I think we wore them down by being all in. We didn't really care about what they were doing. We knew that the focus had to be on what we were going to do. And they tried to slow down our pass rush there. A lot of quick throws throughout the game, a lot of max protecting. But when you just focused on what you have to do as a defense, it doesn't really matter. And that's how we got to be. You give the Jets a lot of credit. I'm not going to sit here and talk about we run the city and all that. It'll be easy for me to gloat right now, but that's a good football team, and we just beat a good football team. I guess you could say it was a road game on the road. But it was fun today, and I think that was the biggest thing for us to do. Come out here and have fun and enjoy the camaraderie and the competition. And at the end of the day, I think it just showed that we wanted a little bit more than they did. You know what? It really isn't, because I honestly don't care. I talk it up a lot of times because of Rex Ryan talking and stuff like that. But I don't care about this whole "we run New York" thing. I don't care at all. And the thing I care about is winning. And we get the opportunity to keep playing. It's gonna be another drag out dogfight against Dallas next week, and I'm looking forward to it because December, January football is supposed to be like that, and we've come accustomed to playing in big-time games, and hopefully we can come accustomed to winning a lot of big-time games the rest of this season.
Justin, Rex Jabdolf, Antonio Holmes said that your secondary will tackle awful. Revis said, who is Victor Cruz? You guys obviously give something in response to that. Now, if Jason Garrett and Tony Romo are due them this week, why do we know we're going to see the same thing?
We don't. A lot of times we get up here and talk, and sometimes we try to play like we know the future. We don't know it. But all I can say is we have a blueprint on how to do it, and we need to come out and do it. But can I promise you that we're going to come out and show that passion? I wish I could. I wish I could tell you that I could see exactly what's going to happen in it'd be 8 days, I guess. But I can't.
Justin,
But I can promise you that I'm going to do my part to let the team know that, you know, I'm all in, and hopefully we come out and give the effort that we gave out today. I don't think he did anything. I think he challenged me to lead this team, and you know, I think I did a good job of responding. And from you know, everyone knows about what Trail said last week about practice and things of that nature. And I think it struck a chord throughout the entire team, and we knew that we was embarrassed to come out and play like we did last week. And sometimes, you know, it's going to happen. You're going to have those lulls, but. For whatever reason, we came out and had a great week of practice. The energy level was there. More people practiced this week than in previous weeks. And it showed. It showed that, you know, when we have our as many people as possible. We're not going to have our full staff of guys, but as many people as possible, we can come out here and play games like this. No. No, we always talk every week, and I think he just, you know, he confided in me of, you know, how he's seen me play in the past and right now, and he just asked me to give it all I had, regardless of how I was feeling. And, I mean, I respect Coach Kaufman a lot, and we, you know, he's the only coach I've had in 7 years, and, you know, when he takes the time out to kind of talk to me like that, it means a lot. It means he cares, and it means he cares a lot more about than just football. And I think that did a number on me, because you start thinking about a lot of stuff. You start thinking about, you know, your legacy and how, you know, I got a 21-month-old at home, and I want him to see me play this game the right way. And, you know, that's pretty much it. It really struck a chord with me.
Because his message was that you weren't playing on yourself.
He know I'm not myself, but like I said, he just asked me to give me what I had, and that was pretty much it. It wasn't anything about, you know, that's basically what it was. But the reason why I struck a chord with me is because he took time out of his busy day to sit down and just talk to me about it, and it lets me know that he took notice in, you know, what was going on in my life, regardless of if it's on the field or just how I was walking around and in the. You know, to the lunchroom or whatever it may be. And I think for me personally, it let me know that he was, you know, he was thinking about me and how I was feeling, and that's pretty much it.
Justin, did he explicitly say, you know, I think you practice every single
No. That was your we didn't even talk about practice.
That was your call.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you going to return the favor and talk to him about playing?
Well, I already told him no toughness, no championship. So, you know, he's not limping around right now. He's trying to act it tough. So, we'll see how he feels tomorrow when he swells up.
Justin, when it comes to Dallas, does it help that they're fresh, you know, having only seen them 2 weeks ago?
It doesn't really matter because both teams are going to – it's going to be another must-win game. So, I think the reason why it will help us is because we're playing at home. And, you know, backs against the wall, win or go home. And for some reason or other, this team plays very well when we can have these circumstances.
Justin, what day did you meet?
None of your business. I don't even remember.